So you've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how my Sleep Number bed has changed my life because, man, I don't know where I'd be because I have a Sleep Number, which is 30, which is meant just for me. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s, and now, because of the innovation, I'm talking about the Comfort Fit pillow right now. You don't even realize how much a pillow means to you until you get a really good one, or you have a really bad one, and you're like, man, I need a better pillow. The Comfort Fit pillow, it's the perfect combination of soft comfort and conforming support. Unique fill blend of memory foam with premium down alternative fibers. Really, it means it keeps its shape night after night. My Sleep Number is 30. One place you'll find the Comfort Fit pillow at a Sleep Number store. Right now, you can buy one, get one 50% off. Check all their gifts to get better sleep. You'll only find this at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED and be sure to tell them I told you about this.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you guys for waking up with us. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Eddie, are your kids out of school yet?
Or no, they're still in school.
Until when?
I think they have maybe a couple more weeks.
So, with school and your 8-year-old, are you caught up on what he's doing in school, or is it over your head yet?
He's in second grade, so I think I'm caught up for the most part. However, I did help him with some homework the other day. Math.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't really help him. He just wanted me to double-check it. And I went through it, and I was like, man, that looks perfect. Great. And he came back the next day with a 50.
Oh! Wait. Out of 50?
That's hard.
Out of 100.
Oh!
Dude, so I say yes, I'm totally caught up, and I can help him out. But that just changed everything. And now my confidence level is like so down. I'm like, go to your mom to double check it. I guess I don't know.
Do you think that he thinks less of you now?
Maybe. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Like, he's smart.
He's not going to come to me anymore.
That's not lost on him.
Are you a little bit like disappointed in him that he only had a 50?
No, I'm disappointed in myself, dude. I double checked it. I went over and I said, yes, yes. Good to go. Good job, son.
Is 50 still an F?
It's bad. It's bad. And he came home. He's like, but Dad, you double checked it.
You tell him, they're wrong, son. I'll take care of
that. Let me look at
let
that
me
again.
Oh, man.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Across Central Texas, bikers, motorcyclists are taking part in charity rides to bring presents to families for Christmas. Hundreds of motorcycle riders came out for the 28th annual Austin Motorcyclists Toy Run. What they did, they all got together. This is where we're going to be. And they put boxes on the back of their motorcycles.
Yeah.
And people were able to drop in new toys.
Oh, I love it.
They collected 81 boxes of toys and 36 bicycles, and they will be distributed to 20 local charities.
I love when, like, hardcore motorcycle people do really super sweet things.
I love when I meet a hardcore motorcycle person and they're in all leather with, like, a bandana and stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm like, what do you do? I'm a dentist.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay.
I'm a pastor.
It's like they get to just be somebody else for a minute. That's cool. Man, all right. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray in New York City, that man that was arrested near the Rockefeller Christmas tree with a gasoline can and matches. He's now been charged with making a terroristic threat, officials said, and a felony. In Indonesia, an earthquake hit. It killed at least 54 people. They're trying to rescue hundreds of others. Dozens of buildings collapsed as well. And finally, in weather news, the first Arctic blast of the season is arriving. There's going to be colder temperatures from coast to coast. It should start to warm up this weekend.
I saw the story where what to get a woman for Christmas is a gift card, like the best thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I mean,
how impersonal.
Wait.
If I were to get my girlfriend a gift card, she may act like she likes it, but there's no way.
Oh, I was just thinking gifts in general from, like, other people. I mean, now I want my husband to get me something else, but I mean, if my mother-in-law is going to get me something, I'll take a gift card.
Even if I were to get you something, I wouldn't give you a gift card.
Okay, yeah, well, you're the work husband. Yeah, I don't want a gift card.
I'm not the work husband. I don't like that term. Oh. That just sounds...
I know, weird.
Yeah. Amy's your husband. I'm not a work husband. Don't come and get me. I'm just playing.
Gift
cards feel so impersonal.
I don't know. I love a good, Nordstrom or Target gift card. Can I get an amen from the women
amen.
In the room?
Amen!
See?
What'd you do yesterday?
I went to booty yoga. Well, it sounds like I'm saying booty
like
yoga.
Booty, like booty, booty,
it's
big booty
B-U-T-I,
in the house.
Booty. Booty yoga.
Does that mean something or do they do that to be funny?
Listen, no, it's really what it's called because there's some like tribal dancing that happens or something. I don't know. But really.
Man, Amy's gone full on hippie, guys.
Y'all, no, like, this is not wow. a hippie
class.
She
makes her own deodorant. She's doing tribal yoga.
Okay, I will say there's some tribal moves, but it is to all hip hop. And I'm learning how to pop it, which I've always wanted to do.
Oh,
stop it.
It's like we go from downward dog to like.
Stop ooh, it.
Ooh. It's awesome. Wait, you want to come?
No, I don't. I never lost how to pop it. I still got it.
Oh, okay. Well, you should come next time. Mm-hmm. What'd you do yesterday?
Last night, man, we were going to try to watch This Is Us, the finale, the live.
Live?
I know
wow.
it. And I was so tired. I wanted to watch and appreciate the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to watch tonight. We kind of made the conscious decision because we're both kind of tired, and that's a show that I like to focus on completely.
Yeah.
So anybody watch the finale, by the way, live?
No, I wanted
nope.
to.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to watch it. Oh. But I don't think, I mean, really, I don't watch anything live anymore.
Me neither. I got a few This Is Us saved up.
So oh, so you're behind a few episodes.
Yeah, I'll binge one or two and then get the finale.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it, but there's some sad stuff and happy stuff that happens, and it gets emotional in an episode.
I think you FaceTimed the other night.
That's every episode.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's like going, hey, spoiler alert, Walking Dead, a zombie shows up.
It's true, but you know what? It's life. That's yeah, life.
It's life.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Does everybody have their good news ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good news time. Tell me something good, Lego.
Tell me something good.
So this family's dog went missing about 2 weeks ago. The car was in an accident. The dog was ejected out of the car. They couldn't find the dog. So they were sad. However, a homeowner in the area of the accident spotted a dog, took a picture of it, put it on Facebook. They connected the family. That was their dog. The dog is safe.
Oh, wow.
It was a first of all, the fact that they got it back, that's like the secondary. That it lived through a car ejection
yeah.
of a car accident and they got it back from a Facebook post. I mean, that's an awesome story. Imagine being that family and that dog comes home. You never thought you were going to see it again.
No, you'd be like, this is a miracle.
Man, that's good news. Amy, give me something.
Okay, well, this is a super cute story. These kids, their mom is 92 years old, so these are like grown adults, but they decided to dedicate a bench at a park to their mom at the spot that their dad asked her to go steady. I guess growing up as kids, they used to walk in this park, and their mom would always say, right there at that bench, that's where your dad asked me to go steady. So they got a little plaque put on there, and it said, at this location in 1941, Bill asked Shirley to go steady, married October 29th, 1943.
Dang. Dang, that's a good one. Lunchbox.
Dylan is 12 years old. He's a boy from Ohio, and his aunt wanted to take him to meet Santa Claus. You know, at the mall, sitting on his lap. He's like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. So he finally goes, and he's sitting on Santa's lap. And who comes out of the trees? His mom, who's in the military, has been overseas for 12 months, surprised him on Santa's lap.
Man, that's awesome. It would be so hard for me to hold it back. Mm-hmm. Like, if I got to town and, like, go wait at the mall for my kid. Yeah. Like, those stories, you want to see me melt watching these military.
The video is awesome. The kid just looks and then his mouth just wide open like, oh my goodness.
I just know me. If I were that parent, I just wouldn't be able to wait and yeah. go hang out at a mall for even 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the videos are awesome. We'll put that up on our Facebook page. And that's at a mall, huh?
Yeah, sitting on Santa's lap.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a question that you're probably not going to get. I mean, you're never going to get it. If you want to call in too after the show misses, because they ain't going to get it. They're never going to get it. You can. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. You're never going to get it. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
More than half of Americans think this would not be an appropriate holiday gift for a little boy. What is it? More than half of Americans say this is not an appropriate gift for a little boy.
Okay, I'm in.
What is it?
That's easy. In for the win.
In.
Don't go where your mind takes you automatically.
Why? Oh, because it's not obvious.
I'm in.
All right, let's go over to Amy.
A Barbie.
A Barbie. Oh, like I said, Yeah, Lunchbox.
Don't go where your mind takes you. Barbie doll.
Oh, Eddie.
Not going to do it. Barbie doll.
Oh, oh, 4-3. Never going to get it.
My son likes Barbie.
He does?
Yeah.
But at the orphanage, is there just like a big group box of toys?
No, there's rarely any toys. In fact, the Barbie dolls, they came from the office. I don't even know where my husband got it, but he found one in a cabinet, gave it to my daughter, and then my son ended up taking it from her and playing with it. And my husband was like, what is he doing? And I was like, well, that's like the first toy he's seen in a while. I can't tell you if he loves Barbie or not, but...
I bought Barbies when I was a kid for me, but here's why. I had wrestlers, and I needed the girls to accompany the wrestlers to the ring on my little...
Smart.
Yeah.
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 Oh, so you
anyway,
used
it's
them.
Not Barbie. Okay. Yeah. It's not Barbie. Mr. Bobby Bones. All right, the game is called You're Never Gonna Get It, because I don't think you guys are gonna get it. The question is, more than half of Americans say, you know what, not really an appropriate gift for a little boy at Christmas. Brandy in Ohio, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Listen, I like you, but I don't think you're going to get it. What do you have?
I think toy guns.
Oh, see, I get that because you're like, oh, don't get anybody a gun. They're little. That's not right, though, Brandy.
Oh, you're killing me.
I know.
It's going to be like, you'll shoot your eye out.
Thank you for calling, though, so early in the morning. I appreciate that.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye. Let's go to Aaron. A similar. Hey, Aaron.
Yes, Bobby.
You're in Florida. What do you think about this?
I was going to say a gun or a BB gun, but I guess.
Yeah, the last one kind of took you off that answer. Anything else you want to guess while we're here just talking? Think about it. Like, half of Americans say, you know what? Not an appropriate gift for a little boy. I'm going to lean you this way, okay, Aaron? Because they think this is a good gift for a girl.
It's a good gift for a girl.
Don't change your answers in the studio. I've already, yeah. All right. Come on, Aaron. You just give me something here.
Oh, my gosh.
Hmm. Nothing?
Nothing, and I'm going to collect 100 toys for kids, and you figure one of them would be in there.
You figure one, and I bet you one of them is. Oh, Aaron, thank you for calling anyway.
Thanks, Bobby.
Have a great morning.
You too, Merry Christmas.
You too, thank you for listening. Amy, I'm coming to you, never going to get it?
A puppy.
A puppy, oh, I would agree with that, but that's not it. No. Ray?
Yo.
Well, you have an answer, or do you know the answer?
I know the answer.
Oh, my bad. I was going to give Ray a chance as he walked in the room. Lunchbox.
It's an easy bake oven.
Well, how about that?
What?
Yeah. How about that? Nailed it.
Why? I didn't even know they still made those.
I don't know. I've just seen people have those.
They do. More than half Americans say they don't think a little boy should be cooking. Let me say this about, first of all, what boys and girls should be doing.
Yeah.
Do what you want.
Tell them.
Like, find your passion and just go get it. It doesn't matter if it's like, oh, boys can do it or girls can do it or you're not supposed to do it. Or go get it. Secondly, it's awesome to cook. A guy, or just on the cooking thing?
Yes.
Chefs are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's an awesome cook, and he's a man.
So if you're listening right now, and you're on the way to school, and you're a boy, and you're like, you know what, I want an oven. Yeah, let me know.
Boom.
I'm going to get like 1,000 emails probably. I'll be broke. There you go, easy bake oven. If you're a little boy listening right now, go get an oven. You want to cook? Cook. Cook like crazy.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Guthrie, Oklahoma. Two men broke into a house last week, stole some guns, stole some other items, and then there's a bag of Halloween candy. Took that with them. As they were leaving the crime scene, they were eating the candy, dropping the wrappers.
Oh,
eating
the candy, you gotta be kidding
dropping
me.
The wrappers. Police said they followed the candy wrappers to catch the thieves.
I wonder, as you're stealing guns and money, do you have room for the Halloween candy? Do you just carry that in your hand? But that's crazy. They're dropping wrappers. They tracked them.
Yep. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
It was cool to see all the country artists' reactions to getting nominated for Grammys yesterday. And lucky for us, we got Maren Morris's on our show because she called in immediately when she found out. So this is Maren talking about her phone blowing up.
Like, I woke up a few minutes before, but I wasn't watching them on TV yet. But then my phone just started buzzing, like, every second. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, and then I immediately, when I found out about Best New Artist, I texted Kelsey Ballerini, and I was like, we're going to the Grammys. We are like freaking out because I've never seen two country artists in that category. It's just insane.
And that's the Best New Artist category, which is one of the major categories. And two female country artists, too, which is even more awesome.
That's awesome.
And I was talking about it last night. I do a show from my house, and so I did a 30-minute conversation about the Grammys. And you can look that up, iHeartRadio. And search BobbyCast, but Maren was talking about, because I had her in before she had anything even up on iTunes yet, and she mentioned that.
I mean, like, it's just crazy, like, to think about a year ago, I played in the studio with y'all, like, for the first time, and now I'm, like, sitting here with 4 Grammy nominations. I just don't know what happened.
I love it, man. Can I get a high? I'm so happy for her. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Feels like. She wins 3 of the 4, and she ties for the 4th with Kelsey.
Yeah.
And she wins 4,
yeah.
And they split it, and it's amazing,
yes,
for everybody. That's what I hope. The thing is, I have to vote.
Yeah.
Because I'm a voting member.
I don't know what you're going to do.
Vote for the chain smoker so I don't get in trouble. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to get a track back to me that I didn't vote for. They're both my friends.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have so many stories to tell you guys today. Garth Brooks called me yesterday.
What?
I know, and I'll tell you a bit. Yeah. I don't know what my I don't know what's happening in my life. I don't know, but Garth Brooks called me, and I was just like, "Hello."
He was like,
"Hey, man, it's Garth," and I was like, "Garth, who?" Because listen, I like Garth a lot, and we've gotten to hang out, but we never have talked on the cell phone.
Right.
Right.
Dang,
so,
dude.
Garth called me yesterday and my head was spinning. It was like one of those moments whenever they're told, you just got nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
Except you just got nominated to get a phone call for. I'll tell you what happened on the call yesterday.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, oh, what?
Okay. So I'm already like, what?
Yeah. Me too.
You, so.
Like, I don't even know what's happening with my life. So that happened. Also, in about 45 minutes, Billy Currington is coming in. I like this dude a lot. Billy's going to come in and bring his guitar. Must be doing something right. If he plays this song, I'm probably going to melt. I love Billy Currington. Listen to this. An Abilene Lowe's decided to hire this guy. He was struggling to find a job. He's a veteran. He couldn't get a job because he had to have his service dog with him.
Oh, wow.
Get this. The Lowe's decided, we're going to employ you, and we're going to give your dog a job as well so he can come with you to
yes,
work. So
I
now they
it.
Both have a job working at Lowe's together.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Awesome. Yeah.
Man, shout out Lowe's. Shout out Abilene. Shout out Abilene Lowe's. Shout out Garth Brooks for calling me. Oh, I'll tell you in a little bit. All I want to know is your favorite part about Christmas. Over to you, Amy. One thing.
Okay. Obviously, like, the birth of Christ, family, stuff like that. But in general, what? Just one. Just the spirit of everybody being more kind around this season. Like, I just love how everybody is. The mood.
Lunchbox.
That's easy. Hot chocolate. I love hot chocolate, and it gets cold outside, so I have an excuse to drink hot chocolate like a 5-year-old. Hot chocolate.
Eddie?
I love watching my kids unwrap their presents. This, like, the looks on their faces when they get something that they were really looking forward to. Priceless.
Is there a look when they get something they don't like?
They just kind of put it aside and go to the next one.
Oh, no.
Do you save the big present for last? Is there a big present? Like, the one thing they really wanted? Or
no, they kind of lay it all out on the tree, and they get to pick whatever they want in whatever order they want. I haven't done the whole, like, hide the big one. Never done that, but maybe someday.
Do they snoop around?
Yes, there's a room that we have that they know exists and they know they can't enter.
At all? For any reason whatsoever?
For whatever, for no reason.
I don't even know what's in that room. I don't want to know.
Presents, dude.
All year?
Unwrap presents.
James in Florida, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Bobby?
Good, man. Thanks for calling the show. What's going on?
Oh, doing pretty good. I think my favorite part about Christmas is hanging lights, eggnogs and brandy, and spending time with the family.
Let me talk to you about eggnog for a second, James, because I don't get it. Well, first of all, I don't drink, so.
Yeah.
But eggnog, like drinking eggs to me sounds disgusting, James. You got to talk me into this.
Well, I was raised on the farm, so I'm used to drinking eggs right out of the dang, cracking them open and eating them raw.
Now, I did that, too, for a while, just working out. I was like, I'm going to do Rocky. Yeah. James, I got to tell you.
Straight protein.
Oh, dude, I don't. That eggnog, the word is even gross. Uh-huh. Like, is there a more disgusting sounding drink than these two words? Let's drink egg, gross. Let's drink nog, gross. Let's combine them. Let's drink eggnog, gross. Ugh. Like, I don't get. Does
don't
anyone
like
eggnog?
No.
Never had it.
James, you the man for drinking eggnog, buddy. That's manly.
I think it tastes better with the brandy.
Sure. It's got to.
Hey, dude, thank you for calling. See you, man.
Hey, not a problem. Y'all have a good day.
You too, bud. Christine in Massachusetts. Give me your one Christmas love.
Hi. My favorite thing about Christmas is carrying on all the family traditions. We just recently lost our grandmother, so we get to carry on all the traditions as the grandchildren, and I'm really looking forward to that this year.
So now you get the responsibility, which you think is cool, of taking them and moving them down, which is what your mom and your grandmother did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's cool. What would my tradition be? I have to create traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I think my tradition is going to be sleep until noon. Even if kids, like,
that's a good one.
Everybody sleep in.
Okay.
That's my. I have two favorite parts about Christmas, right? I love just being able to sleep in. For me, I get to sleep in during the holidays because I'm not at work. But again, it's just watching everybody do cool things. Like, I was reading this Tim McGraw and Faith Hill story where they went into a Florida Walmart and they paid off layaway for a bunch of people that didn't know it's a Walmart. They paid off $5,000 worth of layaway for people they didn't know.
That's amazing.
Dang, that's
and,
so cool.
And they got a text. All the people that had it, because their number's on text now, they got a text going, hey, your layaway's been paid off.
Awesome.
So how about that?
Wow.
Yeah, Tim and Faith.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, Tim and Faith, I got a car payment. Merry Christmas,
you get a text message, your car's been paid
off. Your car's been paid off by Tim McGraw. Dang, I appreciate that. Logan in Tampa.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, buddy? Your favorite Christmas thing?
My favorite thing about Christmas is giving out the Christmas bonus to all 30 of my employees for my paint contracting company in Tampa.
How long have you been doing that?
I have been doing it for the past 5 years. It's a joint company between my father and I, and initially he would just give them $20 cash, and I told him that's just not enough. You know, they do everything for us. We got to give them a little bit more.
Love it, man. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
No problem.
Logan, by the way, is 22 years old. Look at this guy doing it, man.
Dang.
Look at you, Logan.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, Merry Christmas, buddy. How about that? I was handed this eggnog. Ingredients, sugar, eggs, whipping cream, bourbon. It has 343 calories for a drink. That's a lot. You know, I was thinking about it, but all that calories, I'm probably going to step away.
Just eat a burger?
Yeah. I'm just going to have 10 Snicker bars.
Yeah. That tastes better.
That's from Health Magazine.
Ew.
Couple exciting things. In about 20 minutes, Billy Currington's going to come by and play some music for us.
Must be doing something right.
Crossing my fingers for this song.
Just heard you sigh. You leaned into my
kiss. Billy has 11 number one songs.
Close.
So Billy Currington coming to the studio, and he's going to play some music for us. Let me ask you a question. Be honest.
Okay.
If I bought a Jeep or a truck, would my girlfriend think I was more manly?
Possibly.
Because I don't think she... Like, I know that she cares about me, and I know, but I don't think that she thinks I'm, like, a man.
Yeah, what you need to do is you need to get a Jeep, and then you need to, like, get a flat tire, and you know what?
Oh, I can change a flat tire, like,
no
problem.
That's one of your, like, major man skills.
You need to change the motor out.
It's maybe my only man skill.
That's what I'm saying. You need to have an intentional, like, what? Is that a flat tire? Or, even better, she needs a flat tire, and you need to rescue her. And she'll be like, what?
I don't want to have a flat tire. I can do that without getting a Jeep.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
I'm just trying to, if you want to look manly, I'm trying to help you.
All I'm asking is, if I buy a Jeep or a truck, do you think that helps my man cred? Or am I so far lost in being considered, like, a man that it's not going
to
matter?
I don't think it's going to matter. Like, it's just going to look like you trying to overcompensate to make up for your unmanliness.
Yeah.
It's going to look awkward, you driving that.
You don't have to get huge, jacked up tires. You can just, like, get, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you have to.
No, that's when you're overcompensating.
The thing is, I live on a hill, too, so when it gets snowy or icy,
right,
I have to call Amy to come get me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not manly.
But really, I don't get into these. A guy has to be a certain thing, but I would like her to think, you know, like, do I need to fight somebody in front of her?
No.
Ooh, that'd be cool. We can stage that.
No.
We can get that all staged up.
You'll stage a fight, but not a flat tire.
Good point.
Come on. No, but we can help. We can help with that.
Our phone number is 877-77 Bobby. I do love sports. I'm in a sports encyclopedia, but I don't think she cares about that.
It's you're sort of
nerdy.
You can say it, nerdy. Yeah. I was gonna say you're nerdy about the sports.
Yeah.
Does that impress her? That should impress her, though.
I don't think it does. I don't think the fact that I know who won the 1969 World Series does anything for her as far as, dang, that's my man. Like, for all you women out there, like, what is it that you like about, like, grow a big, I don't want a beard, though.
You should mow your yard.
Yeah, I got a tiny yard. I mean,
that's better, dude.
That's better. Again, as we go through the list of things, I don't got very many of them.
You have to make sure she's over, though.
Do I need to get a bigger yard? And to go lay sod? I used to lay sod growing up and build seawalls.
Yeah, and fix your roof. Get on your roof. Do all the manly things you know how to do. Roofing, yard work, and changing tires.
I don't think I want to be a man.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It's like Bobby used to be a man.
And he can have all his equipment in the back of the truck.
Yeah. Go rent a jackhammer.
Oh, just a jackhammer rental.
Go in your kitchen.
Yes.
I was talking a minute ago about my girlfriend. You know, I'd like to seem a little more manly to her. So I was like, hey, what if I got a Jeep? Like, would that work? Or what would work? And so our listeners never let us down. Here you go. If you want to feel like a man and have her see you as a man, do Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That's true.
Okay.
Jarrett says on Twitter, you want to feel like a man? Get an axe, chop some firewood. Hashtag manly.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
How do I get her to watch, though? Hey, come out. I know I don't have a fireplace, and this wood was randomly dropped off, nor do I really own an axe.
Hey.
But watch me chop firewood. Yeah.
Create an outdoor fire pit for her. And chop the wood, and then y'all can have a romantic night by the fire created by you.
And then I'll burn something down. Listen, I have to limit my big manly gestures.
All right.
TJ in Massachusetts.
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
You're on the air, dude.
Ah, that's awesome. So I'm kind of like in the same boat that you're in with this whole manliness issue.
Oh, see. Now, what are you thinking? Are you thinking of doing something dumb like me and buying a Jeep?
Oh, I'm already looking at one. Literally, I just put a deposit on one yesterday. And, I mean, like I said, like, my girlfriend, she's a total smoke show. Like, she's probably a 10, you know, easily a 10. And I'm like this subpar average nerdy guy who likes comics and, you know, video games and music and stuff. But, you know, she's like totally out of my league. I don't understand how it works. So I was doing the same thing.
I want to give you advice, TJ, but then I know I'm just giving it back to myself because it's so weird because I hear you say this and I'm like, dude, she just likes you for you. There's no need to go out and buy it. Like, I just gave myself advice and didn't even know it. Like, there's no need for me to go buy a Jeep or to do anything manly. She likes me for me. TJ, she likes you for you. If you want a Jeep, get the Jeep for yourself. But if you're doing it for her, then that's not the... Man, I'm like giving myself advice right now. It's the weirdest thing. It's like Black Mirror.
So weird.
I know. Oh, TJ. Hey, you're my dude, but come on. Do it for you. Don't do it to impress her.
Yeah, I got to start doing stuff with me in mind, I guess, right?
Yeah. You're a cool dude. You're God, man.
Hey.
I just did it to myself. Man. Judge Common Sense comes through again.
I mean, to yourself.
To myself. Hey, Kathleen in Mississippi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. You're on. What do you want to say?
Well, you know, there is something that women like about a pickup man.
Mm.
And my husband was on the side of the road. My boyfriend, well, didn't know him at the time, but he was in a blue GMC Stepside. And I thought, that is the most amazing truck I've ever seen. So I pulled up, rolled down the window, said, I need to drive your truck. And we have been married now for 27 years.
Wow.
I take back all the advice I gave to myself.
Yeah. I reconsider the truck.
Yeah.
Something
women like about a pickup man. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's go over to Macon. Trudy is on in Macon. Trudy, thank you for calling.
Hey, I just want to tell you that when she started dating you, y'all had known each other for a while, and she likes you for you. And if you go and change something, you may change something that she likes about you, and you don't want to do that.
You know, there is something to say about driving a four-door sedan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I do.
She might like that.
Yeah.
That might be her thing, to have room for boxes.
Yeah, and two other people in the back.
And groceries.
And a trunk.
Trudy, thank you. I know that's a good advice, because I just gave it to the... okay. Appreciate all the calls.
So what are you going to do?
Oh, I just ordered a Jeep on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the way over.
Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I got an Amazon Prime car now. Now, hurry. I got a text from my girlfriend just now. I was talking about how I don't think I'm very manly. I was like, what if I got a Jeep? You know? And she tweeted, you don't need to buy a Jeep. And then she wrote, I mean, you can if you want, haha.
What does that mean? Maybe she wants a Jeep.
I know. I think she just jokingly said,
yep.
Buy a Jeep. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Allison in Springfield, Missouri.
Hey.
You're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Well, I just wanted to add my 2 cents in about buying a Jeep or a truck.
Yeah,
the ladies here at my office at Air Services and Oil Service Plumbing, we were just talking about the fact that every time we see a truck, we always have to kind of eye ourselves over, see who's driving it. Just because a truck definitely makes you more manly, makes every girl want to turn and look. See who's driving that vehicle. See how, you know, kind of eyeing them.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, every time, I never fails. And I mean...
Every time?
Wow.
Are you married? All right, let's talk for a second. Are you married?
Yes.
And every time a truck drives by, you want to eyeball in and see who that man is.
Well, hey, I told my husband, I'm like, honey, you'd be more attractive if you drove that truck.
See, I love honest relationship.
Hey, no shame. He's like, that truck is a good-looking truck.
Thank you, Allison, for your call. Holy cow. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
That's awesome.
As this every segment time. Goes along, I feel less and less manly. Like, I'm going to leave it right here. We'll have a talk. Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So TMZ says that Angelina Jolie may have accused Brad Pitt of child abuse because she wanted him to lose custody so she could take all the kids to London with her so she could take a UN job that would someday lead her to Secretary General. And for the record, Brad has been cleared by the FBI and Child Services of any wrongdoing. So Kelsey Ballerini, Keith Urban, Maren Morris, a lot of country artists had good news to celebrate yesterday. But they were all taken to social media thanking everybody. Maren up for 4 awards. Keith got 3. He's in Australia right now. He said he had to stay up. He's like, news like this is worth staying up for to find out. Best country album, best country song, and best country solo performance for him. So congratulations to everyone. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
How about Maren? Up for more than any other artist.
Yeah.
And a female artist.
Crazy.
I mean, I love it. I mean, the format's really going in a really, really positive direction. I love it for her. Like, she done it 4 times yesterday. That's crazy. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
I always like it when Billy Currington comes around. We don't get to see you a lot.
What's up, Bobby?
I do like it when you come by, though.
How you doing, man?
I think the last time we saw each other was...
On the carpet.
Yeah, was it that?
Or something
the
CMAs.
CMAs.
Yep.
And Billy was looking good, too.
Dude.
Not that you don't look good, but you were really dressed up. And
he hasn't stopped talking about it.
Oh, actually. Shit. You might have been, too, though, man.
I had to be, though. I had to, like, do some TV stuff. But you look good, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Do you have to go, and this is a real question, do you have to go to a store and have clothes made for you? Because you have a pretty muscular frame. Do you have to have them made specifically for your muscular frame? That's what I was wondering, and I was going to ask you that night, but I felt like, maybe I won't ask him right then.
You know, of course, you buy a suit,
mm-hmm.
and it always needs to be fitted, and that's just basically what we do. We get someone to come in and kind of try it on, measure, and then send it back, and they fix it up. And
they always got to let the arms and the chest out, don't they,
Billy?
Yeah,
really? That's right.
That's it? Dude, congrats, man. You're 11th number one?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's been a great ride, and this song's been a blessing for sure, number 11.
So I want you to hang out for a bit, but we're talking about this song here, and so it don't hurt like it used to. You have your guitar, so you guys want to play a little bit?
Yeah, let's play. A little
bit? All right, you guys want to hear Billy play? Because we don't have to.
Yes!
All right. Billy Currington, this is his 11th number one song, It Don't Hurt Like It Used To, right here on the Bobby Bones Show.
I had a couple beers with one of my friends. Told him just how our story ends. I did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. Hey! I've been at your house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. I hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again. Hey, what can I say? I could just lie and say it's all okay. Oh, what can I do? Been going through hell, getting over you. But it don't hurt like it used to. Now I'm finally getting out back into the world. Life is good. I met me a girl. She got a beautiful heart, eyes of blue. I don't hardly ever think about you. Hey, 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 what can I say? I could just lie and say it's all okay. Oh, oh, what can I do? Be going through hell, getting over you. But it don't hurt. It don't hurt like it used to. No, it don't hurt. Sometimes I find peace of mind in a bottle of wine. Sometimes I break down and cry. Hey, hey, what can I say? I could just lie and say it's all okay. Oh, what can I do? They're going through hell, getting over you. Hey, hey, what can I say? I could just lie and say it's all okay. Oh, oh, what can I do? Be going through hell, getting over you. But it don't hurt like it used to. Now it don't hurt like it used to. Now it don't hurt like it used to. Now it don't hurt.
That right there, yeah. Billy Currington. It's in the morning, and he's sounding like an angel this morning. Have a seat, my friend. Let's talk some more.
Thanks, brother.
You know what I like about you? I like that you kind of do things your way. Like, you just do what you want to do.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, I wish I could do things my way, but I can't.
Well, like, you seem to.
No.
It comes off that way.
It just because I'm an idiot. Like, that's why. But you, like, you have 11 number ones. You go on the road. You go, you surf, you swim. Like, what's your daily mindset? Is it you're just going to live life to what you feel like's best?
Yeah, I mean, just keep doing what I'm doing because it was, you know, it makes me happy. So
do you feel pressure
do
in your
different.
Life at all?
No.
You don't seem like, as I'm saying,
no pressure.
You don't seem like a guy that feels pressure to me.
No, I mean, but I have in my past, you know, but I found a way to overcome that to make me a more peaceful person.
What's the way? Lead me right now. Take me to the Billy Currington
Just
church.
Really get inside yourself and just think about what you really want and just do exactly what you really want and nothing else. That's the way I see it.
What do you really want?
Exactly what I'm doing. I want it all, really. I really do. And, you know, I've got a lot of people, great people around me that help me do what I, you know, what we do. And they're okay with me doing what I do. So
I really always like seeing you because I feel like we're similar in the way that we kind of go away when we're not on.
Yeah. Where do you go?
Into my room. I shut the door. And I don't. And I just don't leave my room. Like, period.
Really?
Yeah, I have to stay in Nashville because I have to come to this radio show every day.
Right.
But if I could, like, just go and hide somewhere else and not tell anybody, like, I probably would.
That day's coming.
Ah, not for me.
Yeah, but no, that's is? Coming.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I don't know about... But then all of a sudden it came.
Bobby, don't disappear.
No. Like, Billy's my idol of
Billy,
doing
stop
this.
Talking.
Like,
jobs around here.
Oh, shoot.
So, what is your Nashville story? Like, you decide at what age, and like, what's your, like, quintessential, I moved to Nashville, and this is what I had, and this is what I'm going to do story?
Yes, around the age of 16 or 17, I met this preacher back in Rincon, Georgia, where I was living, where I grew up, and he had a little band in his church, and long story short, I started singing in his church, and he was from Lynchburg, Tennessee, and he says, man, I want to take you to a town called Nashville, and I had really never heard of Nashville back then. And he said, it's really close to Lynchburg, and it's where you go and you get record deals and the whole thing. And so we came up here when I was around 17, and he kind of showed me around, and I ended up singing in a bar that night in a, like a little talent show or something. And just the response was great, and just so much that happened in that trip. You know, I knew exactly what I wanted to do when I graduated, thanks to him. And so maybe 2 weeks after graduation, I loaded up my car and came here. And I guess there's a lot of stories, but the long story short of it, I immediately started working in a pawn shop about my third day here and stayed there for about a year. Moved home, got discouraged.
Oh, really?
I did go back home. After about a year, I was working 6 days a week at this place called Household Pond on Nolensville Road. And they took all, you know, it just took all my time. I was underage, couldn't get in the bars, couldn't sing. I was always trying, and they'd always say, sorry, after 9 o'clock, you can't be in here, and on. And so I just went back and regrouped and started singing in a band. I ended up playing in a country band with the bass player that went to that church that I was going to. He started himself a band, so I was playing with him. And then after 6 months of that, I started really missing Nashville and missing the fact that, you know, that was where my dream was. And I got same car and drove right back up and found a place to stay. And then ended up 10 years later, got my first publishing deal.
And 10 years later.
It was 10 years later, yeah, after that second move.
Billy Currington with us right now. And in a minute, Billy's going to play some more live in the studio.
Let's go.
Right, back in studio now with Billy Currington. I always want to know from artists, like, what song do you open your shows with?
It's Don't It.
Give us a little, give me a little bit. Give me a verse and chorus of Don't It. Billy Currington is here. Clap your hands over. Just a little verse and chorus of Don't It. Oh.
You ready?
Yep.
Baby, don't say no so quick. This ain't about me trying to see how far that I can get. But ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind just a little bit of you. And I, out of our lips on lips, swaying to the music real close. We can both use a little let go. Count of nine. Baby, if you want a good time, we can get on it. Take a shot of you can sip on it. Find a flow, we can dance on it. Slow songin'. Far as I can tell, that finger ain't got no ring on it. Come on, baby, bring on it. It's one of those stars falling, look on it. Get you feeling alright now. Sounds good, don't it? Don't it? Every little thing you got, you know that I want it. Want it. It sounds pretty good, don't it, Bobby?
You got me. I'm in the show. I'm fully in the concert. Yes. You come out with that one.
What's next?
Now, what do you close with? Because you have so many hits. What's the last?
Why don't you dare look back? Just keep. We were singing that this year. So every year, it's a fun cover. That's our very last song.
You're playing The Killers?
Is that who sang it?
Oh, Walk Me Through.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Is that who sings it? I don't know one of us when he plays it.
And the year before, we were playing, the song everybody else was playing, that Bruno Mars song.
Uptown Funk?
Uptown Funk. We ended with that last year. And I just always try to find songs like that everybody knows. And they're all going to be standing and having a great time for that very last one.
So. Man, your attitude's infectious. Like, I'm already in a better mood.
You're
already got that suntan.
Billy, you ever been to Hawaii, Bobby?
No.
Oh, man, that's one place I think you should definitely go in your life.
I haven't traveled. Like, I didn't grow up any money, so I only recently started being able to go on trips, right? And so I've been traveling a little bit, but, like, beaches to me, like, you go by yourself, what am I going to do?
Bobby.
What am I? I have a girlfriend now, but until recently, I didn't have a girlfriend. Beautiful. I don't know, man. Beaches,
it's going to be better.
I don't like having my shirt off around people that, like, in real life. I'm not like you, Billy. I can't, like.
Shit, you probably ripped,
win
man.
A Mr. America contest.
Come on, show us.
Well, yeah. That's okay. I will if you will. I will if you will. Okay.
Y'all
that's
Bobby's
right.
Office in a minute. You know?
Hey, so do you, like, must be doing something right, is like, one of my favorite Billy songs.
Oh, thank you.
You have to play that one still, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Can you give me, this is the last one I'm asking for. I know it's early in the morning.
Yeah, no.
Can you give me a little bit of that one?
Let's go to the third fret because,
Do it on third fret.
We down-tuned it.
Yeah. If I can make a request on the third fret, that's my favorite way you do it. I love the third fret. Yeah.
All right.
Woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is the touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, I get that right there.
Yeah, Bobby.
Man, Billy Currington in the studio. Yeah, how about that?
Bobby.
Man.
You guys need a moment?
That's right.
I'm a fan, man. Listen, and I say this as sincere as possible, and I know if you ever need anything, you let me know around here. That I can help you with.
Oh, same here, brother.
Because, like, I just like everything you do. Like, I like your style of doing things. Like, you just don't care. And that's what I like about you.
Appreciate it.
I try not to care.
No, exactly right.
Then Amy makes me care. And then I'm
you got to.
About,
with so. All these people around here, you got to care right. for a
I
while,
try not
man.
To care, and then people are like, Billy's coming by, and then I care again. It's like, dang.
Same here. Like, I do care when I had to come here today. I cared. I really did.
There you go.
You got a new song, Do I Make You Wanna?
Yes.
Tell me about that one, because I'm going to play it right now.
I appreciate that. They sent me this song. It was sent to me by Brian Wright, who sent me Must Be Doing Something Right. He's got a knack for finding songs like that also. And he knows what I like when it comes to the soul side. And this was what I felt about Do I Make You Wanna. It just had that smooth sense of just like the Must Be Doing Something Right songs. And so I just immediately attached to it and fell in love. And no big story to it. It just was a couple months later, went in and recorded with Dan Huff. And it came out pretty smooth. So I'm excited that this is the current single.
I'm going to play it for you now. It's called Do I Make You Wanna. Download it. Billy, it's good to see you, man. I always like it when you come by.
Great to see you, Bobby. Appreciate you,
brother. I always treasure our few times a year we get to spend more than 5 minutes just greeting each other. Yeah. All right, Billy Currington, here's a new song, Do I Make You Wanna. Download it. Don't stream it. Download it. Don't stream it.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road. Do I make you wanna let your head down? Play a little truth or dare now. Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon? Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me? To the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city. Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just lay low. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road. Slow, go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now. We can take it back downtown. You know I don't care.
all right, put yourself on my shoes, right?
Okay.
Like, your hero of music calls your cell phone. That happened to me yesterday. Garth Brooks was on the other line of the phone. This guy was talking to me, called my cell phone.
You're not at work.
No, I'm at home.
Right, so it's your...
It's yesterday afternoon. It's probably 2 p.m.
Oh,
and he was doing the Pearl Harbor thing from Hawaii. It's what he's doing today, like the celebration, the appreciation.
Right.
And so he calls me and he goes, hey, he said, so I heard that you guys did $1.6 million in one day for St. Jude.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it was crazy. Like, our listeners are the best. And he was like, you know, when you asked me to donate $20 a month and you were just halfway kidding, like, will you be a partner in hope?
Right.
Because that $20 just stuck with me in my head. And I was like, okay. And again, the whole time thinking, I'm talking to Garth Brooks on the cell phone.
Right.
Like, I've talked to him at work for work stuff, and I've talked to him, but never just like a part. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what's he about to say to me? And so I said, yeah. He said, well, that $20, he said, why don't we do this? He said, because I want to do something. I said, okay. He said, for every box set that he sells, because he has the box set at Target, he's going to donate $20 to St. Jude.
Oh, wow.
From now until Christmas. Every single one that he sells in all Targets, all across the country, the world, whatever. From now until Christmas, he's going to donate $20 to St. Jude.
Wow.
In the name of our listeners, the Bobby Bones Show.
That's cool.
And I was like,
man,
Garth, I said to him, you don't have to do this. He goes, yeah, I want to do this. And so he said, I've never heard of anything like that. $1.6 million in a day, so I want to be a part of that. And so, like, everything you hear about Garth Brooks, like, it's true. He's nice. That's awesome, man. So right now, it's officially the countdown starts. As soon as we announce it, the countdown starts.
Okay.
So
now.
You don't have to literally hit a countdown. I saw you, Amy grabbed her phone and hit a countdown. But
I
yeah,
to time
so,
things.
That's what he said. And then I didn't want to hang up. I just wanted to keep talking.
Wow. What are you doing?
But I think he had stuff to do. I was like, you good, man? He's like, I'm great, man. I was like, okay, well, all right.
Were you like, call me again?
Well, I didn't want to. Yeah.
Call me, give me an update.
Here's the thing. I didn't want to, like, keep him on too long and leave him with a bad impression. I kind of want to leave him wanting more.
Oh.
So I was like, hey, dude.
I was like, dude, listen.
I got to go.
I'm turkey in the oven.
Someone's beeping in.
In all seriousness, though, it was an awesome call, and it was so much even cooler than talking to Garth on the cell phone was the fact that he said, for every box set that we sell at Target, I'm going to donate $20 to St. Jude. So you guys know I love Garth anyway. For him to do something like that is awesome. Well, it's balls and blood, it's a dust and mud. Thanks, Garth. More of a sun. From me, from the show, from the listeners, and from everybody at St. Jude. I mean, that's a tell me something good right there. Man. Yeah, they announced the Grammys yesterday. I did a full Bobbycast from my house last night about a lot of the awards and also predicted, you can hear that, iHeartRadio search Bobbycast. But Amy, I'd like to go to you for this one.
Sure.
This is a songwriter award. I'm going to play the 5 country songs up for it. Okay?
Okay.
Who do you think will win? It's not who you want to win. Who do you think will win? Ready? Blue Ain't Your Color. I'm telling you. It's a songwriter award. A bunch of songwriters wrote all these songs, yeah? Die a Happy Man. If I never get to see the northern lights. Humble and Kind. Always stay humble and kind. Maren Morris, My Church. Can I get a
house? It's so hard.
It's so hard, yeah. Can I get an amen? And Miranda Vice. Another Vice. It's a songwriter award. So, I mean, it's hard to remove the artist from it.
I know.
But if you had to pick a winner, not your favorite, but who you thought would win, odds on, who did you pick?
I mean, definitely So Hard. But I don't know if previous awards are a precursor to the Grammys.
They're not.
Oh, shoot.
They're not. Like the CMAs don't matter
okay, so
to
I'm,
the Grammys.
Right now I'm between Humble and Kind and Die Happy Man.
Okay.
And I'm going to go.
Your drum roll is the weirdest mouth drum roll I've ever heard.
That was Any Meeny Miny Moe.
Oh, okay. That was a drum roll. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Humble and Kind.
Humble and Kind. Always stay humble. Yeah. There's not a loser in this category. It's crazy. They're all so good. Lori McKenna wrote that song.
Yes.
By herself. She's awesome.
And the story's cool. Like, she wrote it for her kids. Like, I love that. I don't know if the Grammy voters know that.
She was nominated for 5 awards, even for, like, Roots Awards and Americana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And for her album.
Yeah, for her. And she's been in a played on our show, and she's a friend of mine, I'm lucky enough to say. And she's so awesome and nice. And if you ever get a chance to see Lori McKenna, go see her. But yeah, she wrote that. That's a good one.
Yep.
That's not who I picked in the Bobbycast.
Who'd you pick?
Or is it?
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, you
You got to go listen. The thing, too, is I appreciate Maren Morris yesterday because everybody took to their social media to post their instant comments and reaction, but Maren called us, and I was like, oh, this is the coolest. So Maren was awesome, and she calls in, and she talked about her phone blowing up like right after it happened.
Like, I woke up a few minutes before, but I wasn't watching them on TV yet, but then my phone just started buzzing like every second, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, and then I immediately, when I found out about Best New Artist, I texted Kelsey Ballerini, and I was like, we're going to the Grammys. We are like freaking out because I've never seen two country artists in that category. It's just insane.
And I love it that they're both female, and it's kind of a, here you go, mm-hmm. The format is going in a great direction. Yeah. I love it that it's Maren and Kelsey, two people that we've been very close to since the beginning, and you know, she talked about yesterday she was playing in our studio before she even had a song that you could buy.
I mean, like, it's just crazy, like, to think about a year ago I played in the studio with y'all, like, for the first time, and now I'm, like, sitting here with 4 Grammy nominations. I just don't know what happened.
So awesome. I'm so happy for her and Kelsey. Like, all those people. Those are good people. Brothers Osborne, like, I'm just so happy for everybody. 95% of people. Yeah. Like, something I don't know. I mean, yeah. I know most of the people. Like, Sturgill's trolling the whole country community. Sturgill, he's like, I don't even listen to country. I'm like, that's funny. That's funny. Like, that's funny. Because he just wants people to react. So I was like, thumbs up on that comment. That's funny. Sometimes you hear a jam, and Eddie and I yesterday were Snapchatting the song. And I don't know who makes the decision to put songs out as radio singles or not, but there is a song by Brothers Osborne. It ain't my fault. Yeah. Like, it is the jam. I'm going to play you some of it. It ain't my fault. I mean,
that's pretty cool.
You talk about country music? Like, country rock and roll right here. Listen to this jam. Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault.
Blame the beer on the whiskey. Blame the morning on the night for who's lying here with me. Blame the bar for the band. Blame the band for the song. Blame the song for the party that went all night long. But it ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault. Might have had a little fun, lot of wrong got done, but it ain't my fault.
That's a jam right there. I don't even know what radio ghost. Dear ghosts, please put this song out on the radio.
On the heart, blame the dark. On the devil on the dark. Blame the ex for the drinking. Blame the drinking for the ex. Blame the 2-for-1 tequilas for whatever happens next. But it ain't my fault.
That's a number one hit right there. Put it out. Come on. Come on. Radio people, put it out. Make that be a song. Brothers Osborne, It Ain't My Fault. There, just a little new jam for you. This is Shut It Up, John. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Bobby Bones. Those Hatchimals are really hard to get. It's the kid toy everybody wants. So Lunchbox Coach, yesterday, you tried to get one?
Yeah, I tried to. I went to one of the big stores that, you know, would carry Hatchimals, and I tried to get one by power of persuasion.
Ooh. Excuse me, ma'am. Question. Hatchimal.
We're out of them.
You're out of Hatchimals?
Yes. They were in line at 325 this morning.
What if I gave you $5? Would you have a Hatchimal?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. What? Like, you don't have any in the back? Like, you're holding them for, like...
No, we got 8 in today, and at 325, by
I want to say 5 o'clock. It was 8 people online. Every morning it's like that.
If I give you $20 for the next shipment, will you pull one to the side?
No, I would lose my job.
No, I wouldn't tell anybody. How much would I have to give you to pull one aside?
No, I would lose my job. We can't even hold them for ourselves.
Dang.
So 3:25 a.m.
Yes,
and they shelve them at 5 a.m.
Yeah, they don't even open the doors until 6 a.m. And so people get in line starting at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Just hoping. And they don't even know how many they're getting in.
That's crazy. So earlier in the show, we were talking about Christmas and toys. And Amy has two kids. And she's been going through the adoption process for basically 3 years. And everyone's asking, one, do you do Christmas with them? They're still in Haiti at the orphanage.
Yeah.
And two, as of right now, where does it stand? When will your kids get to move to the States?
Yeah, we're still thinking that from that visit, when we were there in November, it would be a 4-month time period. That's November, kind of December, what we were told.
So March, so at the latest March.
We're still, I mean, hopefully it doesn't go any later, but yeah, March. And then Christmas, now that we've spent much more time with them and we're officially like on mom and dad, father, son name basis, I'm going to be sending some stuff for them to open that'll be from mom and dad. And this will be the first year we've ever done that.
So you haven't sent them gifts before because you weren't officially mom and dad yet?
No, we've done little things like, you know, but it's never been like, never for Christmas, but just maybe like if it was their birthday, they'd get something special or do whatever, but it never said like love mom and dad. But this time it just seems appropriate now, and it'll be something that they can have, but then they'll also share with everybody else too.
Do they know Christmas?
Yeah. They do Christmas down there. Mm-hmm.
How exciting.
So cool.
I mean, that's cool. You get to be mom and dad for the first time. And then imagine next year when it's Christmas and you really...
That's going to be nuts.
Like, get to give them open gifts on Christmas morning.
They're going to lose their minds.
It's going to be crazy. My stepdad just texted me, and I think this would be good for him to say on the air, because I know it means a lot to him and it means a lot to our listeners. So my stepdad in Central Arkansas, Keith, is on the phone. Hey, good morning, Keith.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, good. And so I know this is really important to you, and you just sent me the text, and it wasn't even for on air, but I would like for you to talk about what you just texted me. So just take it from the beginning.
Well, Lewis Myers was a retired and a friend of mine, an old friend of mine. He was born in 1919 and was in the United States Navy when the war started. He was stationed at Pearl Harbor on the USS Oklahoma. On December 7th, we all know what happened there. Then he was reassigned. He went back to the mainland, married his wife, his fiancée at that time, and they toured the United States in a panel wagon, 1940 Willis panel wagon. And he was reassigned to the USS Taylor, and he served the rest of the war. And he did not see her till December of 1945. Newlyweds, and they were apart for 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that's some sacrifice, you know.
Wow.
It's the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And
that
so
is it. I always think of Louie. He didn't have any family but his sister, and his funeral was only a few people there, and I thought it was just such a disgrace, you know, that people not know what he went through, and him and his wife. And those were just troubled times, and I think they just deserve, you know, to be honored, especially the Arizona and the Oklahoma. Those ships were destroyed, you know, never put back in service.
So we'll take a minute for memory of Lewis Bernard Myers on the 75th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and anyone that's alive now, anyone's parents or grandparents that also served during this, we appreciate you guys, and I say guys and girls at the same time, and also to Lewis. We'll take a second and just for you guys and be quiet for 1 second. So, hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, appreciate you, Bobby.
Yep, and I hope your day's good and, you know.
Yeah, I'm out hunting, freezing to death, man.
You're in the woods right now?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's cold. I'm about ready to go home.
What time did you go out this morning?
Huh? Oh, I was out at daylight. But it's really cold today.
What time is daylight?
It's like 6:30 here.
I mean, we get in and it's still dark, so I don't know when daylight is.
Yeah.
We come into work and it's nighttime still. So, all right, hey, I'll let you get back to the woods.
All right, take care, man.
All right, see you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, there's... Wow. Yeah, there's, you can tell he's emotional.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can tell he's emotional with that. So you left the gas on at your house?
Well, our stove, our oven is gas, and whenever you clean it, it kind of sometimes the knob will twist. So I guess when I was cleaning, it stayed on, and I never noticed or it turned on. And then my husband and I are just like doing some things, and he's like, out of nowhere, what's that smell? I don't even smell anything. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't smell anything. What's that smell? So he goes over to the knobs, and sure enough, one of them is turned. And then he immediately like grabs me. We go outside. I'm freezing cold because I basically don't have on stuff to be outside.
You're naked?
And, no. Oh. But he would not allow me.
It's okay.
We were on the front porch. So, and he makes me stay out there. He won't even let me go in to like get slippers or anything until he deems it safe to go back inside. But yeah, had his sniffer not picked up on that?
Sniffer.
Yeah, I don't even know how he smelled it because I didn't smell it at all.
Can I ask you a question and you just be honest? Because you're forgetful a lot.
But you're acting like I forgot to turn the gas
off. No, I just want to ask you a question. Are you sure you aren't cooking and you just didn't forget to turn the gas all the way off?
Yeah, no, I'm 100%. I know that I was, I know when it happened because I was like, oh my goodness. It must have been when I was cleaning.
Should you have checked because you know that it happens?
Obviously.
Okay.
Obviously, I should have checked because that's really, really dangerous. Like, people die.
It is. And I'm not going to judge you because once, I had a grill on my back porch. And it's a gas grill. I left it on for 4 days.
Oh.
Thank goodness
but
it was
outside.
Outside
is better.
Yeah, but outside on like the back porch thing that I had,
yeah,
it was connected
bad.
To my house.
Yeah.
Still bad.
Like, I left it just on, the whole grill on, with the thing down. And I went outside and I was like, huh, my grill sure does feel warm.
I think I remember that.
And I lifted it up and it was still hot and the flames were in it. And I was like, huh. So then I started thinking, when's the last time I had my grill on? And it was like a Thursday. And it was on like Sunday when everyone was over watching football.
Oh, no.
Dang, dude.
It's hard. I mean, a little bit. I'm judging us both.
Oh, no. My husband was not happy.
Yeah.
He's like, can you, Amy, you, if you're doing stuff, he wasn't really like yelling at me, but maybe he was.
I mean, you can't yell that much when you're butt naked wife on the front porch freezing.
Right, yeah, right, right.
Yeah. Kids. Like, he's like, you can't make mistakes like that.
Yep. Janae in New Orleans.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and I can feel you and Amy's pain for sure.
Did you have a grilling accident?
I did. Probably about 2 years ago, I was going to change out the tank on my gas grill, and I had forgotten that I left the knobs on. I changed my old tank out and put my new tank on, and I reached in with my barbecue lighter to light the pit, and it exploded on me.
Oh.
It burned all the hair off my arms. It burned all the hair on my face. My eyelashes were gone. My eyebrows were gone.
Oh.
All the hair right at your scalp line where your forehead meets or your forehead meets your scalp. All that was gone.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a flash. And I mean, it flashed in my face and I was just barely able to turn my face away. So I had eyelashes on one half of one eye.
I mean, it's lucky that you're able to laugh about that.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, and then about 6 months ago, now, Amy, I feel your pain on this, because about 6 months ago, when you're baking in your oven, gas oven, there's a, I don't know what it's called, that comes out, that shoots the gas out.
Yeah.
Well, mine kept making a funny noise. So I called my appliance guy. I'm like, look, dude, I don't know what's going on. It won't regulate temperature. I can't get it to heat up. You know, I've got to turn one of the burners on to even get it to light. So he comes over. He says, Janae, you almost blew your entire family up.
Oh.
I said, what are you talking about? He says, the little thing that controls the gas shooting out of the bottom had melted and burned a hole in it, and it was just pushing straight gas out into my house.
Oh, my God.
And the thing about straight gas is you don't smell it. They put something in it that gives it a smell.
Correct. The rotten egg smell.
Yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't.
Because it's odorless.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently my husband can smell things, too. But that call reminds me of, I mean, one of my only childhood memories of my dad being at home with us, because he left when I was 8. But one vivid memory that I have is him being wrapped like a mummy because he was underneath a gas oven. And I need to text him and see what happened. I think someone lit a cigarette or did something, and the oven blew up while he was under it.
Amen.
And he had third-degree burns all over his body. He still has scars from head to toe.
Janae, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, how I walked away from that unscathed, just a little hairless, is beyond me.
Dang. Janae, thank you for the call. Have a good morning. Thank you for calling the show.
You guys so much.
All right, bye. All right, if you missed it, let's recap quickly today so far.
Show.
The new song I was jamming to, It Ain't My Fault from Brothers Osborne, if you haven't heard that one yet.
But it ain't my fault. No, it ain't my fault.
Everybody should check that one out. Garth Brooks called me yesterday afternoon and was like, hey, I want to donate $20 to St. Jude for every box set that he sells at Target from now until Christmas. So he's going to do that, and I hope you buy. And I looked it up, it was only $30 anyway, so Garth's basically not making any money. He's just donating. So Garth is awesome. I've always known he's awesome, and he just further proved it yesterday. If you haven't heard Baby Let's Lay Down and Dance, it's Garth's new song. I always struggle with saying the name of the song.
I get this feeling that I can't explain. Every time I see your face or hear your name, I just go crazy, thinking maybe this may be my chance.
Billy Currington came in to perform live. My stepdad was on. And if you want to go over to BobbyBones.com, I actually put up a 2-minute video of some of my stand-up comedy stage work. Just a little story about meet and greets. And you can watch that. And I'm going all over the country. I'll be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, if you're listening there. In Durham, North Carolina. In Chico, California. You can see all that at BobbyBonesComedy.com. BobbyBones.com. Thank you, guys.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, name that famous Christmas movie. I'll give you the plot, just a quick synopsis.
Yeah.
All you have to do is name it. Hey, give me some Christmas music. What do you say? Oh. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is softball. An 8-year-old troublemaker must protect his home from a pair of burglars when he is accidentally left behind.
I'm in.
In for the win.
All right, you can all say it together. 1, 2, 3.
Home Alone.
Correct. Merry Christmas. There's a free one. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bones.
One and all.
Good Christmas movie.
They get a little harder.
All right.
Number 2. On the outskirts of town, there lives a revenge-seeking person who plans on ruining the Christmas holiday for all the citizens of the town. Name that Christmas movie. Boop.
I'm in.
Could there be multiple of these?
Whatever your answer is.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I think there's only one.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I'll accept that. Lunchbox.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Eddie? Ooh, the Grinch That Stole Christmas.
Any Grinch would have worked.
Okay, good. I got nervous.
Okay, any Grinch.
All right, all right.
I'm Bobby Claus. You all get a free
one. I like this
Bobby
guy.
Claus.
Thanks for not being the Grinch.
Hey. Okay, how about this one? A man raised in the North Pole is sent to the United States in search of his true identity after feeling like he doesn't belong.
I'm in.
Wait, what?
A man raised in the North Pole was sent to the United States.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Elf.
Correct.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Elf.
Eddie.
Elf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Santa. I know him!
Baby, It's Cold Outside scene, my favorite.
How about this one? When a man inadvertently kills Santa on Christmas Eve, he finds himself magically recruited to take his place.
Okay.
For the win.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I think.
How dark is that?
He kills Santa.
Okay, I'm in.
Let me know when everybody's in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Pound for pound, the best Christmas movie of all time.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Oh. I got it.
Wait.
Can't change it. You can't change it.
Whoa.
You said I was changing it.
Your pen was going back to that.
Hey. Yeah. Eddie.
Santa Claus the movie.
I'm going to go incorrect on that one.
Dang it. I'm thinking the one with Tim Allen.
That's it, but I need the title of this
what?
One.
It's not called that?
Mm-mm. Amy.
It's not called Santa Claus?
No.
Are you sure?
I have Santa
Lunchbox,
Claus.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
I have the Santa Claus.
There it is. Yeah. I needed that. That's it.
That's what you need.
The Grinch, you'd accept whatever.
Yes, because there's only one
hey,
Grinch
don't
movie.
Don't argue with Santa Bobby.
No, Santa Bones.
Oh, Santa Bones?
And let me give you my reasoning.
Okay.
There's really only one Grinch movie, and it's The Grinch. There's a ton of Santa Claus movies.
There are.
Yeah, so it's The Santa Claus is the movie.
Dang.
Lunchbox, you are the winner. And for Christmas, young man, I shall give you your winning song.
All I do is win. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the
Merry Christmas. Amy is the only bitter one about this game.
Man, I thought I was going to win.
She's bitter. She's
technicality's goddess, Amy.
She's upset over it. Eddie's like, eh, whatever. Amy's like, she's stewing over there.
I got the vibe from Mr. Jolly Santa Bones over here.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Hey,
I
Christmas
liked
spirit's
it.
In me. What can I say?
Blow it over here.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel good again.
Here's the thing. Don't steal baby Jesus.
Oh, no.
Because if you steal baby Jesus, the real Jesus isn't going to be happy with that.
Correct.
People are stealing baby Jesuses all over the place.
Owner Angie Bowlington says thieves started going after one item long before she took over in 2013.
It's very startling.
It's not stolen trees, Santas, or even ornaments at the root of her shock.
What is your most stolen item in the store?
For years, it has been the baby Jesus.
Theft that comes without explanation, she says.
Why are you stealing baby Jesus?
Yeah. Right.
What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
I'm telling you, you steal baby Jesus now, big Jesus is probably not going to be happy.
Mm-mm.
Just a tip.
not big Jesus. Real Jesus.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Baby Jesus.
Not plastic Jesus.
Yeah. Just saying.
What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Chris Pratt admits to, when he was a waiter, eating off people's plates.
Love it.
Now, I waited tables for a long time. I'll tell you my story after he tells his.
I've been busted so many times eating off people's plates that they were like, you have to stop doing that. Like, it's really, really bad. And anything I ate, I had to eat in the tunnel. Because it was my safe zone to where I
eat. For judgment.
For judgment. The customers aren't going to see me eat their food, and the chef's not going to yell at me for eating the food. So it was like, I had about 14 maybe ounces of steak that I had to get down in about 10 feet.
So,
wow.
It sounds like he's eating it both ways. Sometimes he'd eat it going out when it's still fresh, and sometimes eating it going in. Now, for me, when I worked, and I did it all at a restaurant, I started washing dishes, then I bused tables, then I waited tables, and I went up that little chain of command.
Right.
And I'm such a germaphobe, but if it wasn't touched, there were times when I would eat things.
Mm-hmm.
If I was really hungry, because the restaurant wouldn't give me free food.
Yeah.
I think part of a perk of working in a restaurant, they give you free food. They did, and they give you like 30% off.
Really?
Yeah. So something would come in, especially when I was washing dishes, and it would be like untouched, and I knew it. There were probably more than 5 times I would eat it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But what about that feeling that like the food that you're serving, you kind of get sick of because you see it every day or you smell it every day?
It's all cute if you have plenty of food to eat.
Yeah.
Ah.
I was a broke kid.
Yeah, so
that was food, not all the time, but sometimes. At the end of the night, if stuff was cooked and left over, you'd eat that.
Mm.
But I told you guys, at one of the restaurants that I worked at, now this is when I was waiting tables, that they encouraged us to take the rolls, even if they had been bitten off of, cut that off of it, and then break it up, and they would use it for all kinds of things.
Wow.
Or if they weren't touched, put them back in the oven. And
no!
I know. And you didn't want to be the one throwing it away, and I sadly took. I mean, I don't want to lose my job.
Right.
Oh, man, working at a restaurant. I'm going to tell you, you appreciate serving and servers when you're a server. Like, for sure, if you wait on me, like, Merry Christmas every time you wait on me, because I've been in that spot before where you have to depend on tips. So, Merry Christmas, not just Christmas time. Bobby Claus comes to every restaurant.
Hey, here I
just know what it's like when your car payment and your insurance and your grocery bill depends on somebody else's kindness. I know what that's like. Man, that was good too. No, how are you doing, Miss Humphreys?
Would you ever get mad at the hostess if you got double sat?
No, I was good. I was efficient.
Cool. I got yelled at a lot.
Because you double sat people?
Accidentally.
Double sat means double tip.
That's what you see.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're making it up to yourself in your own head. Yeah, that's what I was thinking all these years.
I just wanted you to get extra tips.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So my girlfriend got me one of those Alexas, right? And so she was going to give it to me for Christmas, but I was like, I gotta get one of those. She was like, no, I buy you one already. So we have this deal where I'm not buying anything for myself without telling her. But the thing is, I can just start telling her stuff and see what she got me if I really wanted to play that game.
No,
but I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's not a game.
I know, but I like games. But so she bought me this Alexa, and she is one of the smartest people that I know. Like, she was like valedictorian, is a crazy smart musician. And even with technical stuff, she's like a genius. So she's hooking up all the speakers. I have to call a genius or a, what do they call those guys?
Apple.
A nerd. Technician.
Geek squad.
None of that. She's doing it all. Hooked up the sound, the lights, everything for this thing. And so she's working on it last night, and she gets it hooked up to like a big speaker that she bought. And so we just started playing the game, like asking Alexa things. Alexa's just a little box, but it knows everything. Like, Alexa might be my next girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
And your real girlfriend doesn't know this.
So no, she knows. I told her. I was like, you might be buying your replacement. But do you want to hear us mess around with it last night?
Yeah.
No. As I say that and talk about technology, my mouse went dead.
Uh-oh.
Alexa,
needs a battery.
Alexa,
hey, Ray. My mouse, for the first time in the history of the show, is dead.
We just changed that battery out, though.
Mouses have batteries?
The wireless
ones do.
Never knew that.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
How do you think they worked?
I had no idea. I don't get into technology.
Isn't that funny?
It's magic. Solar powered. That'd be cool if it
We're just kidding with you.
Look, I just thought it had a ball in the bottom of it and it rolled around.
It did when it had a cord on it.
Do you remember you would take the ball out?
You
remember you'd have to take the ball out and clean the little...
Yeah.
There's like a little mouse running the wheel.
Ray is actually in here now. Just so you guys know, our producer efficiently fixing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, the show must go on,
mouse.
Dude.
Lunchbox, see if it's out of water.
Dang, Amy's a hater right now.
She's going hard on you.
Dang, dude.
That's funny.
I'm just glad you turned the gas off. That's all.
That's funny.
Dang,
ow, which I almost died.
Dang.
The mouse might die too, Amy.
The mouse is alive.
Thank you.
It lives. Back to my story. So we're talking to Alexa, right? Uh-huh. And so the first thing I did is I said, hey, do you know who Lindsay L is? Just ask her. Alexa, who's Lindsay L?
Alexa, who is Lindsay L?
Lindsay Elizabeth L is a Canadian country music singer, songwriter, and guitarist.
So, oh, that's scary.
That's messed
it's
up.
It's so creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
She was like, Lindsay L is a Canadian country music, country and western singer, whatever okay. It says.
Did she say girlfriend of?
No, I didn't say okay. that. No. Then I was like, okay, let's see if I'm on there.
Alexa, who is Bobby Bones?
Bobby Bones is an American on-air radio personality and entertainer.
Oh, you're an entertainer.
That's it. She left a lot out.
I'm not asking for it.
She left out the number one New York Times bestseller
list. Who cares
about
all that?
Number one album sales.
I don't know about this stuff.
Alexa needs to be upgraded.
And then it was like, what's John Mayer's second album? Then I want to see if Alexa knows facts.
Alexa, what was the name of John Mayer's second album?
John Mayer's second album was Inside Wants Out.
Inside Wants Out.
Yeah, that's right.
John Mayer's first album.
Well, listen, she's just reading.
I know.
And she's also Canadian.
She doesn't sound very smart.
Lindsay ordered it from her home country.
Oh, she did. It's Canadian,
she goes,
Alexa.
Hey, after everything. Hey.
Take off, eh?
Hey, John Mayer, hey.
Alexa, who won the 1997 Super Bowl?
Green Bay Packers won Super Bowl in 1997.
She's fast.
Yeah, she is fast.
I'm just going to play trivia with Alexa all night.
This is going to be a problem.
I just asked for trivia all night. I'm fascinated.
Dude, that sounds fun.
It's fascinating. Because I love facts and learning and reading. And Alexa will read books to you, too.
So what else is she doing? Turning off lamps and stuff?
Lights, music, being a backup girlfriend.
backup girlfriend.
I tell her good night.
You do.
When I come home, I say, "Hey, it's good to see you," and she's like, "It's good to see you too."
No way.
Yeah.
No.
It's amazing.
Wow.
Man, what? Mine's just still sitting there, like a tube on the counter.
Call Lindsay. She'll program
apparently,
for you.
I'm not smart enough to figure it out. Dang it.
Eddie says he has a news story he wants to share with us. Go ahead.
Yeah. Bananas are still the most popular fruit for pretending to receive phone calls, and that's a fact. So if you want to fool someone like that, you make them think you're on the phone.
Yeah,
grab a banana.
Use a banana.
Yeah.
What other one would you use?
No, that's why the banana is the most popular one.
Maybe a
because you have an ear and a mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's a. Why did I even go over there?
It's a fact, dude.
Skipping. The thing is, it probably is.
It's true.
It is.
Skipping 2 hours of sleep may double your crash risk. Drivers who are 1 or 2 hours shy of 7 hours of sleep. Double the risk for a car crash the next day. Which, the thing that sticks out to me most isn't the car crash thing. It's the, now it's 7 hours of sleep.
Yeah, used to be eight.
And not eight. Back in my day,
mm-hmm.
We used to walk uphill in the snow and sleep 8 hours.
My grandma used to say eight, eight, and eight.
What's
eight
that?
Hours of eat. Wait, 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of play. And work.
Oh. Wait, that doesn't go right.
My grandmother
16.
Wasn't very good with math.
No, 8 times 3 is 24.
Yeah. No, okay. But he said play and work.
No. 8 play, 8 work, 8 sleep.
Okay, there you go.
You said eat at one point.
It's like
it's
a lot of eating.
I love food. How big would you give up? She's eating afraid. Woo!
Man.
39% of people have made out with a coworker at the company holiday party. Now, regardless of what the story says, it just leads me to one time. We had a company holiday party, and it was at one of the radio stations that I worked at. And there were two people at the party. They were both married to other people, whatever.
Oh, this is awesome.
No.
And the next morning, people come driving up, and these two people just got at the party. And people walked into the car, and they were in the car together. The two that were married to other people that went to the party. They were in the parking lot of the radio station in the car together.
Mm-hmm. They were having a parking lot party.
And the whole place was, it was like, psst, dear, dear. I was crazy. It shook the radio station gossip world, man. If there was like a TMZ for our building, it'd have been all over it. Those holiday parties are nothing but trouble. Except we didn't get invited to ours. Right?
No, we did.
It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it hasn't yet. It's on a Wednesday from 4 to 6.
Oh, next that's what
Wednesday?
It was.
Yeah. Next Wednesday from 4
that's
to 6.
It's nice of them to do it at 4, right? Because no one else has a holiday party at 4.
I see it differently.
You do?
Because we used to have our holiday parties at night where everybody could go. And
on like a Friday night.
All the people that work in the building get that off of work to go to the holiday party. We are basically going to bed. Or, you know, we're all, whatever.
We're just waking up from a nap.
Well, not at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy. Really? I don't know how you guys do that.
And then how do you go back to bed?
How long
naps
do you take every day, Lunchbox? Like, how long of a nap?
It depends. Some days.
Average.
2 hours. 2:15.
Every day?
2:15.
Yeah. What's a long nap?
A long nap?
Yeah, if you take a long nap, Lunchbox.
3.5 hours.
Oh, that's going to bed, dude. Yes. Yeah.
No, that's a long nap.
So you'll go home from work and sometimes sleep for 3.5, 4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's awesome. You just, like, don't set the...
wake up and eat breakfast again?
Do you know where you are? Because when I sleep like that, I wake up and I'm like, what time is it? Where am I? Well, am I going to be late for work?
Now, there are times I've woken up and it's been daylight out, you know, from the nap, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed work. Oh my gosh, Bobby's going to kill me. And I look at my phone, and there's no phone call, and I'm like, oh, he just doesn't care. He's just mad.
Oh, no. Wow. Your mind, you go down an awful rabbit
it's
hole.
It's a terrible way to wake
nobody,
up.
And not as Bobby not care. Nobody likes me. Oh, no.
Right, right. Well, I mean, it's not that he doesn't care. It's like, he's just going to let me suffer the consequences. And then I get out of bed and I get dressed and I'm like,
wait, he doesn't even set an alarm when he goes to take a nap? Like, you don't have
some days.
But sometimes you don't have anything to do. Those are the best.
You guys have days where you don't have things to do all day?
That's what blew my mind is he's like, I don't even set an alarm. I'm like, what?
I mean, Bobby, I get it, has a lot of stuff going on. You guys are super busy. Amy's got to go to booty yoga or something. I mean, come on.
Yes, I work out just like you do. I mean, that's the only thing I did that day. Well, he goes to rec soccer.
Oh, yeah, you have rec soccer. You have to wake up.
But at night. So he can sleep all day. I just like Fox's lifestyle is awesome.
I'm just
pretty
saying,
amazing.
But jealous. These people up here, panel,
these people, please,
these high
please.
I agree with you.
They are
over here.
So
I know.
Busy. Like they just,
I'm with you, Lance.
They have to set an alarm because they got so much going
no,
on.
No, my concern was how do you go back to sleep at night when it's time? Because I try to go to bed early for work.
Close
my
eyes. Can sleep. He can sleep anywhere,
at any time for any reason.
Yes, he can.
Hey, Lunch, we're gonna come back in 15 minutes for the meeting. Okay.
I'll take naps in my car if I gotta be somewhere in 30 minutes and don't have time to go home. Just go sit in the parking lot for 20 and nap in the car.
He will get on an airplane if we have to travel for work. Like, we'll get on a Southwest flight.
Ugh.
And you go and you sit down wherever you want. Southwest, and he'll find a seat. And I'll look over before everybody's sitting. He's out. Like, yeah. He's spitting
with
on the pillow.
Shoes off.
Drooling.
Shoes off, drooling. And like, you'll wake him up. You're like, what? And like, there you're drooling. I don't care. It ain't my pillow.
That's right. Well, they don't even give you pillows anymore. I mean, that I see. But I do take off my shoes immediately, and then I use it as a cup holder. That's where I put my water is in my shoe.
It's so weird.
That's messed up.
Smart.
I mean, it is kind of MacGyver-ish.
Yeah. I mean, they don't call me a genius
shoe?
For nothing.
Yeah, like, you need a cup holder, and you are taking your shoes off. Why not use it as a cup holder?
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess it's just his shoe, you know?
Are your toes still real fungusy?
Fungusy.
I don't know what you mean by fungusy, but
have fungus on your feet?
They're still jacked up, but
they are.
Yeah.
Does your wife rub your feet?
No.
She won't touch those things, will she?
No, I just don't think. I think that's weird. I don't know why you'd want to rub my feet.
I guess won't
just,
my husband's.
What? My girlfriend rubs my feet all the time.
Really?
My
wife doesn't rub my
Let's
feet.
Let's compare your feet to my husband's, and then
I have good. Look at my feet. I have good feet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you're good.
You're good.
That's not
Amy. Amy, what about you?
All right, I'm in.
I'd rub those.
And now it's time for the 720 foot rub on the Bobby Bone Show.
I didn't mean it that way. I meant if
I rub those.
Those I would totally rub.
Y'all, stop. My husband is aware of
like,
his...
I've seen some good feet in my day, but yours...
Fungus-infested feet.
Do you have any rub feet music? I mean...
No! Don't make this a bigger deal than it is.
Bobby,
what I meant.
Rub those feet.
Go ahead, Amy. Make your dreams come true.
You know what, Amy? Merry Christmas.
No. What I meant was, if my husband had those feet.
Yeah, there you go.
I finally have her husband at one thing. Feet.
Yes.
I finally win at one thing.
But my husband knows. We tried to. It was getting better with tea tree oil, but then... It's back. I don't know. You just got to quit going to these weird places and showering.
He's in the military and he's in weird places.
Group people.
When he was, probably traveled all over and...
No, yeah, and he still uses a lot of community type
all I'm saying
situations.
Is if he loved our country, he'd rub his feet anyway.
Oh, good point.
Good point.
Or you could just rub Bobby's.
Or?
No, that's not
USA.
Y'all are funny, though.
Here they are.
I feel like he needs surgery or something. It's that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Bones, let me see those.
Look at these arches, dude. Look at the feet.
Dang. I'd rub those feet.
Look, if they had feet illustrated, I'd be a cover foot. Oh, I'd be a cover foot, baby.
Good feet.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's something like that out there.
And then, Amy, would you rub these babies?
Put them away! The Bobby Bones Show. Gotta go, but if you missed any of today's show, including performances from Billy Currington, he did three of his songs. You can listen back. Go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Hope your Wednesday is awesome. We'll catch you on Thursday morning. Man, have a great day.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show. Come on, y'all.